We're holding on Samachtes Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah several details about the whole matter of Bitul Rishus. The Mishnah had told us that if one person forgets to join in the Eruv, then even if he's Mevatel Rishus to them, if he's only Mevatel Rishus Chatzera, in other words, he only gives up his rights in the Chatzera but not in his house, then the result is that nobody is allowed to take anything out of his house, neither he nor they are allowed to take anything out of his house. We learned earlier Machlokas, Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim on that point, where one way of understanding their Machlokas was whether a person would Bechlal live in a house without a Chatzer, which in effect is what he has now, because he was Mevatel the Rishus of his Chatzer, or not. So if we say that he wouldn't, then he's not considered to be living there at all. That's Rebbe Eliezer. Therefore, they would be able to take things out of his house. The Chachamim say a person could live in a house without a Chatzer. Therefore, his house is still also for anybody to take out. The other way of understanding that the Gemara said was if he's just Mevatel Stam, he just says I'm Mevatel without specifying what he's Mevatel, is he Mevatel only the Rishus in the Chatzer or also the Rishus in the house? Anyway, so we said that according to the Chachamim, which the Halacha is like them, so where he was Mevatel only Rishus Chatzeroi, then he's not allowed to carry anything in and out of his house, and neither is anybody else. But they're allowed to carry things out of it. They're not allowed to carry in and out of his house either, but they're allowed to carry out of their houses, obviously, because they made an Eruv, and he is also allowed to carry things out of their houses for them. Then on the other hand, we said that if they are Mevatel Rishus to him, then we said that's different because we said many people can't be guests by one person. Now, I didn't mention this yesterday, and I should have, that it's one thing, you know, obviously, yeah, you know, Ellie, I think, was saying that, you know, nowadays in Crown Heights, you can have many people guests by one person, and that's true. I'll pi aloha also, but we're talking about specifically in this kind of case where they're not actually staying by him. They're only doing bitul rishus. Then we can't say that the many people, if they're going to be mevatel rishus, are going to be bottled to him such that he should be able to carry out of their houses. We're not going to say that. Then we continued in the Mishnah. Hoyu shnayim oisrin zel zeh. We said if there were two people who forgot to join in the Eruv, by the way, it doesn't only mean if they forgot. It would also be the same thing if they deliberately didn't join in the Eruv. The Chiddush is that even if they only forgot, you don't say, well, they forgot. They didn't realize. Therefore, maybe we shouldn't need Bitul Rishus. No, even then you need Bitul Rishus. So we said in the Mishnah, Hoyu Shnayim, if there were two such people who forgot to join in the Eruv, Oistrin Zeelzeh, then they Aser one another. So now the result of that is even if one of them is Mevatel Rishus, it doesn't help because you still have the other one. Obviously, the whole point of an Eruv Chatzeres is that if you have more than one person has ownership of the Chatzer, so even let's say if you had only these two people, what if you only had the Chatzer had these two people in it and they didn't make an Eruv, obviously they couldn't carry. Why should it be any different? Why would we think it would be any different if you had a whole bunch of people and of them, two of them forgot to make an Eruv? The answer is Loit Sricha, the Hodder Chod Minayu Ubatel Lechavre. The Chiddush is, what happens if afterwards one of them goes and is Mevatel Rishus to the other one? So, in other words, let's say we have like this. We have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, and Yisachar, let's say, in the Chotzer. So, Reuven and Shimon forgot to join in the Eruv. So what happens? So Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar all come to Reuven and say, we'll be Mevatel Rishus to you. Then later on, Reuven says, okay, and Shimon, I'm going to be Mevatel Rishus to you, my own Rishus plus the other ones that they were Mevatel to me. So, Ma'u Detema Lishnuri, so you would think now it should be Mutter because all of them have, now it comes out that all of them have been Mevatel to Shimon. Some Reuven did so directly and the other ones did it indirectly through Reuven. Kamash Malon, therefore the Mishnah tells us, no, that doesn't work. Since at the time they were Mevatel, there was no Heter for the Chotzer yet, Loi, then that doesn't work. In other words, Rashi explains, it's one thing for a person to be Mevatel his own Rishus. Sure, he can do that even afterwards. We said in the Mishnah, we have Machlokas, Ves Shama, Ves Hillel, whether you can be Mevatel Rishus on Shabbos, and the Halacha is you can. So if it was just a matter of that we had that Reuven needs to be Mevatel Rishus, So if you had, as we had earlier in the Mishnah, let's say, that there was only one person who forgot, namely Reuven, and all of them are mevatel rishus to him, sure, that would work, because they're being mevatel their own rishus. But here you want to say that everybody was mevatel to Reuven, and now Reuven, in turn, should be able to be mevatel, who didn't make an Eruv, who didn't join an Eruv, should be able to be mevatel to Shimon, also, not just his own reshus, but all the other ones that he received as well. No, because it comes out then that the original bittul that they did was ineffective because it didn't do any good. At that point, you still had Reuven and Shimon who hadn't joined in the Eruv, and two people not joining in the Eruv still makes it aser. So now you have. So now if afterwards we're gonna add back in that Reuven is gonna be mevatel to Shimon, all of those Rishuyas, it doesn't work. He wasn't cutting to them properly in the first place because what they did at the time to be mevatel to him was still ineffective. In other words, so if we didn't do it that way, if let's say Reuven comes to everybody and says, I'm mevatel to you, and later on Shimon says also, I'm mevatel to you, to all of you, to Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar, fine. From Rashi, it comes out that would work. Although Rabbeinu Yohanan, actually, on the Rif, says that that maybe wouldn't work either. Maybe it has to be. If you have two people, they have to be mevatel at the same time. The poskim disagree with that, though. It's fine for Reuven to be mevatel and later on for Shimon to be mevatel. That's not a problem because they're both being mevatel to people who made an Eruv and whose Eruv would be effective if it hadn't been for the fact that they forgot to join in. But to do the other way around, to have that, we're going to say that Levi's Rishus is that he's Mevatel to Reuven, and then Reuven in turn is going to be Mevatel back to Shimon, where at the time that Levi was Mevatel to Reuven, it didn't do any good because you still had Reuven and Shimon there, that wouldn't work. That's what the Mishnah wants us to know. Then the Mishnah continues, She'echad noisin rishus. The reason is, the Mishnah says, because one person can give or receive rishus, meaning bittul, but two people can only be mevatel, they can't take rishus. So the question is, ha tu lamali? So what is the Mishnah adding with that phrase? E noisin, if you're talking about the point that he's able to be mevatel rishus, tanena, we already said in the Mishnah that whether it's one or two people, they're able to be mevatel rishus. E noitel tanena. And if you're telling me about that, the Mishnah is that if you're telling me the chiddush of this part is that one person is able to receive bittul rishus, but not two people, because two people, you still have the two of them are asking each other. Also, tanena, we also learned in the Mishnah that. So, what is this phrase in the Mishnah adding? The answer is sefer itzrichalei. The answer is you're right. There's not really a chiddush in the words echad noitel rishus for noisin rishus for noitel rishus. We already know from earlier in the Mishnah that one person who didn't join in the Eruv can be mevatel rishus or can receive their bittul. The chiddush is more the fact that that's just an introduction to the next part, shnayim noisin rishus, where we say that two people are able to give rishus but not to receive it. So we mention one as an introduction to the two. So, of course, the question is, Hanami Pshita, isn't that also Pashut? We already learned that if there are two people, they're going to ask to each other. So, obviously, that means two people can't receive Rishus. And we even just said that it can't be that they're Mevatel to one, and then he, in turn, is going to go and be Mevatel all the ones that he received to the other. The answer is, Maud Tema Ligzer Dilma Osi Levatulilahu. You would think that maybe we shouldn't allow two of them to be Mevatel to the others. Or two of them even to be mevatel to the one. Let's say you had three people in the chotzer. Two of them forgot to make an eruv. So in practice, then it means no eruv was made at all because one person by himself doesn't make an eruv. So maybe we should make a gzera. In that case, we shouldn't allow the two of them to be mevatel rishus to him, which we said in the Mishnah, that kind of thing does work. The result of it is that he's able to carry in and out of his house, but neither he nor they are able to carry out of their houses. But you would think maybe if without the Mishnah telling us, shnayim noisnin rishus ve'ein noitlin rishus, if we didn't say the shnayim noisnin rishus, you would think we should make a gzera, morning Ellie, dilma osi levatuli lahu, because then you might mistakenly do the other way around. You might say that he can be mevatel to the two of them. And we just said before in the Mishnah that one person being mevatel to two is not effective because you still have the two of them are asering to carry in the chazer. So maybe then in that case we would say we shouldn't, again, in this case, you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi living in the Chatzar, and we're going to say that Reuven and Shimon can be Mevata Rishos to Levi, such that Levi can carry in and out of his house. Maybe we should say we shouldn't do that, because what if they end up doing the other way around? What if Levi is Mevatel to Reuven and Shimon? And that's no good, because Reuven and Shimon themselves are two people who asked the Chatzar, because no Eruv was made between them. Kamash Malon, therefore the Mishnah wants to tell us that we don't make any such Gzera. Reuven and Shimon can be Mevatel to Levi to make it that at least Levi will be able to carry in the Chatzar. We're not concerned that they may mix things up and have Levi be Mevatel to Reuven and Shimon instead. Obviously they could also have, in that case, they could have any two of them can be mevatel to the one in order to make it mutter to carry in the schatzer. Okay. Then we said, ve'ein neutlin rishus. We said that two people, on the other hand, are not allowed to receive rishus. Two of them cannot receive a bittul. As we just said now, that you can't have, for example, that Levi is mevatel his rishus to Reuven and to Shimon. So the question is, Lomali, what do we need that for? Again, we already said in the Mishnah, you have two people in the Chatzar, then that's enough to Aser. So we know already that if Levi was Mevatel to Reuven and to Shimon, that doesn't help, because you still have Reuven and Shimon themselves are enough to make the Chatzar also to carry in. The answer is Loit Tzricha, yeah, but the Chiddush of the Mishnah is Afagav de Amri Le Knei Amanas Lahaknes. Even let's say Levi says to him, Reuven, be koine, I'm being mevatel my rishus to you. Be koine it on condition that you will then go and be mevatel to Shimon. So previously we had, let's say that then Reuven is mevatel to Shimon. So in the earlier case in the Mishnah, where we had just the Mevatel to Reuven, and then Reuven of his own volition goes and is Mevatel to Shimon, we said that doesn't work. But here Levi and the others tell Reuven explicitly, we want you to be Mevatel to Shimon on our behalf as our Shliach. Nevertheless, we're saying that doesn't work, because the fact is that the Bittul to Reuven is not helpful because you still have Shimon at the time. So they would have to be Mevatel to Reuven as well as to Shimon. Which now brings us to the next question in the Gemara. Boi minei abom minei abai me Rabba. Now, Abai asks Rabba, chamisha sheshruin b'chotzer achas. Suppose you have five, or however many people, living in one chotzer. V'shochach echad mehen v'lo iruv. One of them forgot to join in the eruv. So the question is, we know he has to do bitul rishus. Kshehu mevatul rishus. So now, when he does bitul rishus, does he actually have to be mevatel to each person or not? Now, one way of understanding that is that can Reuven, for example, if forgot to join in the Eruv, can he just, before we had where Reuven and Shimon forgot, and we said that's no good, we can't have Reuven be mevatel to Shimon, and then Shimon in turn, and we can't have that the others are mevatel to Reuven, and then Reuven be mevatel to Shimon, fine. But the question is, here we're talking about, Shimon did in fact join in the Eruv, so the question is, can Reuven just say, Shimon, I'm mevatel my rishus only to you, and then, in effect, it's batel to every... And so one way of understanding it would be that once they make an Eruv, they're all, in effect, considered one person, because that's the whole point, how an Eruv works. It makes it considered that now they're all considered one rishus. So maybe by being mevatel to Shimon, that's enough, and he doesn't need to explicitly be mevatel to each one of them. Another way of understanding it, which Rashi mentioned earlier in the Masechta when we dealt with this question about whether he needs to be mevatel to individually, maybe the idea is that only if he says I'm mevatel only to Shimon, maybe he means that I'm only mevatel to Shimon and not to anybody else, and that's no good, because then you still have that. So again, if here Rashi explains that if we say he's mevatel to Shimon only, then it amounts to he's mevatel to everybody else because they're all one. Or the other way is maybe he only means to be mevatel exclusively to Shimon. So does he need to do that, or is it good enough that he's mevatel to Shimon and that includes everybody else? So does he need to do it individually? When we ask whether he has to do it to everybody, you can also ask, does that mean that it's enough if he just says, I'm mevatel to all of you, or would he actually have to spell out, I'm mevatel to Shimon and Levi and Yehuda, etc.? Ayin Amar Aleph. Okay, so that's the question. So does he need to be mevatel individually to each, does he need to be mevatel to each of them, or just to all of them, to, or just to all of them together? Or just to one of them, rather. And if we say, by the way, within that, you have a machlokas rishonim, if we say he has to all of them, does it mean that he can just say to all of you, or does he have to specify to Shimon and Levi and Yehuda, etc.? Amalei, so Rabbah answers him, tzarech levatel l'cholach ha-be'echad, he does have to be mevatel to each one of them. Again, that could mean that he can say all of you, or you have some of the achronim say that maybe saying to all of you is not enough because rubei kekulei. Maybe when we often say that saying all doesn't literally mean all, it means most. So maybe if he says lekulchem, maybe he only means to most of you, and that's still no good. So then he would actually have to specify to Shimon and to Levi and to Yehuda, etc. Well, if they're all standing together, maybe he could say kulchem. I don't know. Okay, anyway. So Rabbi says, yes, it's not just enough to be mevatel to Shimon, he has to be mevatel to all of them. So Abaye says, I have a contradiction. Now, we're going to have a long braisa over here, which is going to give us a number of different scenarios with Eruv and with Bittur Rishus. Abaye's question is only going to be from the beginning of the braisa, but we're going to bring the whole braisa, as we usually do, and then afterwards we're going to analyze it piece by piece. So the braisa says, Echad shalei Erev, if one person did not join in the Erev, Nosin Rishusei la'echad she'erev, then he can give his Rishus to one of them who made an Erev. So far it sounds like, in other words, so let's say you have three people in the Chatzar, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven, let's say, to keep the same scenario as before, Reuven didn't join in the Erev. It sounds like the braisa is saying he can just be mevatel to Shimon, which is what Abaye is arguing, not what Rabbah is arguing. So we're going to see after we go through the braisa what the answer to that will be. Anyway, continues the braisa. Shnayim she'eruvu, if two people made the eruv, noistin reshus and la'echad shala eruv, they can also be mevatel reshus to one who didn't join. So Shimon and Levi can be mevatel reshus to Reuven. Another scenario is you can have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon didn't join with the Eruv. They can be Mevatel Rishus to Levi and Yehuda, so that Levi and Yehuda at least will be able to carry in and out of their houses. Or they can also give to one person who didn't make an Eruv, which sounds like it's the same as a previous scenario we just had in the Braisa, Shnayim She'eruvu, Noisin Rishus, and La'echad Shalei Eruv. It sounds like the Braisa is repeating itself, so we'll see soon what this part is adding. When they give over their Rishus, so we don't allow many people to be Urchim by one person. So again, you know, you said yesterday, you know, don't you have all the time that you have many people Urchim by one person? When they're actually Urchim and they're staying there, sure, but here where it's just a matter of Bittul Rishus, they're still living in their houses, just a matter of this formal Bittul Rishus, then we say that many of them can't be considered Urchim relative to the Yachid. So the result is, if they're Mevatel to him, he's allowed to carry in and out of his house, but nobody is allowed to carry out of their houses, neither he nor they. Unlike if it was a Yochid, was Mevatel, then we said in the Mishnah, nobody can carry out of his house, but everybody else can carry out of their houses. The Chatzar, no, we're talking about to carry in and out of their houses through the Chatzar, yeah. No, if you have Kalim that were in the Chatzar at the beginning of Shabbos, that we have a separate Machloikas at the beginning of the ninth Perek between Rav Shimon and another Chachamim over there, whether you're allowed to carry things that were in the Chatzar before Shabbos, even if you didn't make an Eruv. The Halacha is yes. The halacha is yes, you can carry them around the chotzer and around the mavui and the karpif, etc., etc. That's bittul rishus, right? But yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. This point has come up before, right? But we're going to discuss it primarily in the ninth parak. Yeah. Okay. Onward. Continues the braisa. Aval, so now this part of the braisa so far that described the cases where bittul rishus does work, the Gemara soon is going to call that the resha. Then we start the seifa. Aval, but now let's talk about cases where bittul rishus doesn't work. Ein echad she'erev noisin rishus ela echad shela erev. One person who did make an eruv cannot be mevatel rishus to one to one who didn't make the Eruv, meaning, in other words, Rashi explains, if, let's say, you have three people over there, so again, a scenario that we had before, you had three people, one of them made an Eruv with one of them, Now you have Reuben and Shimon made an Eruv, you know, Shimon and Levi, let's say, made an Eruv together. Now you have now you have Levi lives with them, and he's going to be Mevatel Rishus to him. It still wouldn't work. We'll see soon why not. On the face of it, isn't that the case? The point is, in other words, because you have one person is being Mevatel Rishus, because now you still have, at that point, you still have Shimon and Levi. Right, so you have Levi who never joined in the Eruv, and Reuven was mevatel to Shimon, but fine, but you still have Shimon and Levi, you still have a problem because Levi didn't join in the Eruv. It's only going to work if Shimon is also mevatel Rishus. The Ein Shnayim She'ervu Noisnim Rishus and the Shnayim Shela Ervu. Also, for example, you can't have that Levi and Yehuda who made an Eruv can be mevatel Rishus to Reuven and Shimon who didn't. Same problem, because you have Reuven and Shimon, so you still have two Rishuyas over the Chatzar. Total of four people. So if they're all mevatel to Reuven, then fine. But if they're only mevatel, if they're mevatel to Reuven and to Shimon, you still have a problem. Two against three. Okay, so that's the braisa. So Abaya says, katoni mias reisha. Bottom line, we learned in the reisha, the first case of the braisa, echad shele eruv noisin reshus ele echad she eruv, that if one person did not join in the eruv Reuven, let's say, then he can be mevatel reshus to one who did make the eruv. So, hey, chidami, what's the scenario? If we're talking about this chotzer, only Reuven and Shimon live over there. Well, of course they didn't make an Eruv. Bahadi man Eruv. Who could he have made an Eruv with? The only other one to make the Eruv with is Shimon. And we're saying that they didn't make an Eruv. So, what do you mean, echad she Eruv? Shimon didn't make an Eruv. There was nobody to make an Eruv with if Reuven didn't join in. So, obviously, there must be Levi here as well. And we're saying that Reuven is able to be mevatel Rishus to one who made the Eruv. So you see, in other words, that Reuven can be mevatel only to Shimon, and it's good enough. So what are you telling me that Reuven needs to be mevatel to Shimon and Levi, etc., to make it work? According to this braisa, it seems that not. The answer is no. So what would Rabba answer to that? He would say, the case that you're talking about over here is there was a third person in the chatzar, but then he died during Shabbos. Now, what happens? Doesn't he have Yoshim? So Rashi explains that the scenario we're talking about over here, we're not talking about a regular chatzar. If there's a regular chatzar, then of course, when the guy dies, he's going to have a Yorish who takes over the property, and then you're still going to have the same scenario as before, where you have a person who didn't join in the Eruv. So Rashi explains what we're talking about over here is temporary type chotzer. Namely, we learned at the end of the first paragraph, you can have an example where you have a bunch of people camped in a valley or someplace out in the outdoors for Shabbos. They make themselves a mechitza to be able to carry inside of it. And we said that you have a shayara over there, you have three or more people, so they make an Eruv chatzeres between them. And then we said they're allowed to carry in the whole enclosed area, even though it's far larger than Beis Sasayim, et cetera. We had all the details over there. So now what happens is, there's nothing for a Yodish to Yashin over there, because it's just a temporary encampment anyway. So, therefore, at the beginning of Shabbos, we had three people over there. So Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shimon and Levi made an Eruv. Reuven didn't. So we said now, if at that point, Rabba is saying, if at that point Reuven were to be mevatel Rishus to Shimon only, it wouldn't work. He has to be mevatel to Levi as well. But if Levi dies during Shabbos, then at that point Reuven can be mevatel Rishus only to Shimon, and that's that. So that's the case that the Braisa is talking about. Tosfos actually says differently. Tosfos points out that Rashi is having a problem. What about the Yodish? The Yodish would only be an issue if he actually plans to live there. You could have, the Levi dies during Shabbos. His son who yarshins him lives in the next city over, or even in the next neighborhood over. So just the fact that he yarshin that house doesn't automatically make that he's going to aser unless he actually stays there for Shabbos. We learned about a goy being away. We learned about a yid being away. Right. And the yid being away, we say actually, we Reb Shimon Tosfos brings from later on, we say that Reb Shimon says even if the guy goes to spend Shabbos by his daughter elsewhere in town, so he's in town, he could easily walk over on Shabbos, but he decided to stay, but he decided to stay by his daughter and his son-in-law for Shabbos. Then we still say that he's not asuring. He doesn't need to join in the Eruv. And if he didn't join in the Eruv, he doesn't ask to the others. So the same thing over here. You can have Levi's Yodish live someplace else. Okay, Tosfos also brings another possibility. You could also have that Shimon and Levi over here. Shimon could be Levi's Yodish. So they both live in the same chatzer. So he himself is the Yodish. Okay, now he owns two houses where before he only owned one. Anyway, so that would be the scenario. Rabbah says where the Braisa is saying that you can be mevatel to one because there was another one, but he passed away. The question is, if you can understand the Braisa that way, Ema Sefer, look at the next part of the Braisa, the part where it starts talking about where Bittul is not effective. We said, Aval ein echad she'erev noisin reshusel echad she'erev. One person who made an Erev cannot be mevatel reshus to one who did not. So the if you're talking about that there was somebody living over there, and then that other person died, why not? Again, now you have only two people left. So what's the problem? Why can't the one who made the Eruv, Shimon, be mevatel to the one who didn't join in the Eruv, Reuven? So obviously the case in the Sefer where we're saying that one who made an Eruv can't give Rishus to one who didn't make an Eruv, again the scenario has to be there that you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and you have so Shimon and Levi made an Eruv between them. Shimon is now going to be Mevatel Rishus to Reuven, and we're saying that's no good because then you still have Reuven and Levi to consider. So there you're talking about Levi is still alive. Reisha Nami Dise. So obviously therefore the Reisha must also be talking about where all three of them are alive. And we're still saying that Reuven can be Mevatel Rishus only to Shimon, and we don't worry about Levi. So you see that you're able to do that. In the actual Braisa, on the face of it, we should assume that the Braisa is talking as much as possible about the same kinds of cases. Otherwise, it should specify. Well, it says, what kind of a question is that? Midi-iria. What kind of a question is that? Ha-kadisa va-ha-kadisa. Each one is a different scenario. And yes, some of them may involve where the person passed away and some of them not. Each one you have to take on its own. Teda, in fact you can prove that you can't just be mevatel reshus to one person, you have to be mevatel reshus to all of them, the katoni sefer deresha, because the end of the resha, we have seven cases in the Braisa. So the third case that the Braisa describes is that if you have two and two, you have two people made an Eruv and two didn't, we said the ones who did not join in the Eruv, Reuven and Shimon, are able to be Mevatel to Levi and Yehuda. And that works for Levi and Yehuda to be carrying there. So the Braisa had said, "Shnayim shalei eruv, noisin reshusin l'shnayim she'eruv." The two who did not join in the eruv, Levi, Reuven, and Shimon, can be mevatel reshus to the two who did make an eruv, Levi and Yehuda, implying l'shnayim ein la'echad loy. So they can only because they're mevatel to Levi and to Yehuda does it work. But if they're mevatel only to Levi, it wouldn't work. So you see, therefore, which is what Rabbi is saying, they have to be mevatel to all of them. There, Abaya Omer, what would Abaya answer to that proof? He would say, "My lebeis la echad mi beis." He would say that what does it mean when it says is mevatel to two means to one out of the two. Okay, so the question is, "Yehochi listni la echad she'erev oy la echad she'erev." In that case, then why can't we combine together a couple of cases in the Braisa? We said in the Braisa that two people who didn't join in the Eruv can give reshus to two who made an Eruv or to one who didn't make an Eruv. In that case, you could just say to one who made the Eruv or to one who didn't make the Eruv. Okay, the Gemara says Kasha. You're right, that we're left with a Kasha. Now, of course, as usual, we say Kasha doesn't mean Tiovda. It means the Gemara could have found an answer to it. And you could, because you could say that the Braisa wants to keep things as parallel as possible. We had before in the Braisa, La Echad Shalai Erev versus La Shnayim She'eru. So the same thing over here, we want to keep it parallel. Nevertheless, it's still a Kasha because you could have found another way to make the wording parallel. But still, okay, it's not a complete contradiction on Abaya, but still, it's easier to understand the Braisa according to Rabbah. By the way, in the previous case that we talked about where the person passed away on Shabbos, where again Rashi says we're talking about something temporary, and Tosfos says that we're talking about where the Yerush lives elsewhere in town, or where he lives in the same chatzar, and now just he owns two houses before he owns one, the Ritva gives a different answer. You could also be talking about a ger who passed away without having any Yerushim, where we said that then, you know, his property is then free for the taking for any Yisrael. So yeah. So then, in other words, the other people in the chotzer can take over his property, and there you go. Also, then they're, in effect, they're like a Yerush. Well, in other words, the point is that if one of them who previously joined in the Eruv now takes over the Gera's property, well, then that's it, you know, he already joined in the Eruv. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so now let's go through the seven cases in the Braisa, and we'll understand now. So we have like this. Again, we have Abaya and Rabba. We have Rabba saying that you have to be mevatel to each person. If you're doing Bittur Rishos, you have to be mevatel to each of the others. And you have Abaya saying it's enough to be mevatel to one of them. So now we're going to go through the Braisa, all the seven cases in the Braisa, and explain how Abaya and Rabba would explain each one of them. So, case number one, Echad Shala'erev Noisin Rishos Echad Shala'erev. Case number one is you had Reuven and Shimon. Reuven didn't join in the Eruv. We said that he's able to be Mevatel Rishus to Shimon. Now, again, obviously we said we have to be talking about there was Levi there, at least to begin with, because otherwise there wasn't anybody to make for Shimon to make an Eruv with. So, La Abaya de Issei. So Abaya would say we're talking about the third person, Levi, is still there. So the Braisa wants us to know that Reuven does not have to be Mevatel to Shimon and to Levi. It's enough that he's Mevatel to Shimon, and that's good enough. Because again, either the idea is Shimon and Levi, having made an Eruv, they're considered now one person. Or just, even though he only said to Shimon, he means to be Mevatel to Levi as well. That's according to Abaya. Rabba, who disagrees with that and says you have to be Mevatel to each one individually. So according to him, the case would have to be Dehavo Miss, where Levi was there at the beginning of Shabbos and then died. Again, according to Rashi, you're talking about it was a temporary encampment. According to Tosfos, you're talking about the Yodish lives elsewhere in town or in the same chotzer. And according to the Ritva, you're talking about a ger. So he was Veloy Gazrin and Zimnin de Issei. Now, the point is, Rabba says, of course, once he's dead, of course you can be mevatel to the one who's left. What else are you supposed to do? The chiddush is you don't make a gzera, because what if he's still there and then you're going to mistakenly think that Reuven can be mevatel only to Shimon? We don't say that and we allow him to do it. Not maybe he's still alive. You could make a gzera. Maybe we shouldn't allow Reuven to be mevatel to Shimon in this case, because you might confuse it with the case where Levi is still alive and Reuven is mevatel only to Shimon, and then it doesn't work because he has to be mevatel to Levi as well. So the chiddush of the braisa, of that part of the braisa, according to Rambam, is we don't make such a gzera and we allow him to be mevatel. Next. The second case in the Braisa was Shnayim She'eruv Noisin Rishusin La'echad Shale'erev. You say that two people who made an Eruv, so Shimon and Levi made the Eruv together, they could be Mevatel Rishus to Reuven, who did not make the Eruv. And again, as we said in the Mishnah, the result of that is that Reuven will be able to carry in and out of his house, but nobody will be able to carry out of Shimon and Levi's houses. So the question is, Pshita, isn't that obvious that two can be Mevatel? There's nothing to make a Gzera over here that he might be Mevatel to them. We said at the top of the Amud, we have a case, we would think to make a Gzera that maybe what happens if they do the other way around. But here, so if he's Mevatel to them, is all the better. Why should we think that there should be a problem if the two of them are Mevatel to him? The answer is, you would think, look, he didn't join in the Eruv. Maybe we should cancel him. We should say that we can't have that he should be able to receive their bittul rishus. And now look at that. He's able to carry from his house, in and out of his house, to the chotzer, even though he didn't join in the Eruv. Maybe we should penalize him and prevent him from doing that. Kamash Malan, therefore, the Braisa is telling us that we don't make his Zeta. Next. The third case of the Braisa was Obeis Shalai Irvu Noisin Rishus and Lashnaim Shairvu. We said you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Levi and Yehuda made an Eruv. Reuven and Shimon did not join in the Eruv. We said Levi and Yehuda can be Mevatel Rishus. The other way around. Reuven and Shimon can be Mevatel Rishus to Levi and Yehuda, who did make the Eruv, and then Levi and Yehuda will be able to carry. So what's the point of that? L'rabba tana seifa l'galuya resha. So Rabba would say there's really no chidush in that part of the Braisa. The Braisa is telling us this scenario to clarify for us that earlier when we're talking about one person mi mevatel to one, that we're talking about that it's that there was one, that there was a third person there and then he died. So therefore, so the Braisa clarifies that for us now by telling us that, so you shouldn't mistakenly think, like Rabba would say, you shouldn't mistakenly think, like Abaya, that you can be mevatel reshus to only one out of the two people. So there, and before we had the case, we had the case, one can be mevatel to one, which we would think means that, and according to Abaya, it does mean that, whereas Rabba said we have to be talking about where the third person died. So now the Braisa tells us a clearer, where you have two and two, and saying that you have to be mevatel to both of them in order to clarify that that's what it means. You always have to be mevatel to all of them. Yeah. That's according to Rabba. Whereas according to Abaya, there is a chiddush in the case of two people who didn't make an Eruv. You would think it's one thing if one person didn't join an Eruv. So then you can say you can be mevatel. But two people, what if they do the other way around? What if Levi and Yehuda mistakenly are mevatel reshus to Reuven and Shimon? And that wouldn't work because you still have Reuven and Shimon still have joint ownership of the chotzer and they didn't make an Eruv. If we say... that's what I'm saying. So Reuven and Shimon can be mevatel, who did not join in the Eruv, can be mevatel to Levi and Yehuda, who did. But Abaya says, if you didn't have the Braisa telling us that that's allowed, you would think maybe we should make a Gzeira, like we said at the top of the Amud. What if they do things backwards? What if Levi and Yehuda are mevatel to Reuven and Shimon? And that's no good, because Reuven and Shimon didn't join in the Eruv. So you still have two people, who are Oisrim Ze'alzeh, who make it the result of... is you can't carry in the chaser. So maybe we should make a zeta that they can't do bittul in either direction. Kamash Walan, therefore, the Braisa is telling us, according to Abaya, there's no problem with that. Reuven and Shimon can go ahead and be mevatel to Levi and Yehuda. We don't make such a zeta. Okay. So Reuven and Shimon are mevatel to Levi and Yehuda. Again, the result is that Levi and Yehuda now are going to be able to carry in and out of their houses, between their houses and the chaser. Reuven and Shimon will not. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, they could, right. They could switch back, but not in this case. Where Reuven and Shimon didn't join in the Eruv, the only way to switch back would be if all of them now go and are mevatel reshus to Reuven. Because if they're mevatel to Reuven and to Shimon, that's still a problem. Reuven and Shimon didn't join in the Eruv, and you still have two people then who have joint ownership over the chaser. So mevatel mechazer mevatel would only work with one person, right? Okay. Then we have the fourth case in the Braisa, Oila Echad Shalei Erev. We said two people who made an Erev can be mevatel to one who didn't. So Shimon and Levi who made an Erev can be mevatel to Reuven who did not make an Erev. So Lomali, what do we need that case? That seems to be obvious based on the previous cases. The answer is Mao Detema, because otherwise, without the Braisa saying, you would think, Hani Mili Echa de Miktsosan Erevu Miktsosan Le Erevu. When would you say that you could be mevatel reshus where some of them made an eruv and some of them did not? Aval hecha de kulan lo eruv. But in other words, we can say the fourth case of the Braisa is talking about there was no eruv at all. So it's not that Levi and Yehuda made an eruv and Reuven and Shimon, let's say, didn't. We're talking about nobody made an eruv. So now you should say. So now, up until now, we've been talking about cases where some of them joined in an Eruv and some of them didn't. Aval hecha de kulan lo Eruv, but you could be talking about a case nobody made an Eruv, therefore maybe they shouldn't be able to do bitter reshus at all. Liknis sinhu, maybe we should cancel them. Today shall it tishtakach teras Eruv, in order that they don't forget about the whole concept of Eruv and not allow them to do bitter reshus. Kamash Malan, therefore the Braisa is telling us that that's not a problem, they can be mevatel reshus. And the reason is, Mephoshim say, because very simple, it's not that there's going to be tishtakach teras Eruv, the fact is once they're mevatel to him, only he can carry in that chotzer on Shabbos. That's going to be enough to remind them for the future, let's not do that. We don't want to have in the future that we can't carry out things through our chotzer. Again, you have to think of this in terms of, nowadays, let's say even a person has a front yard or something, not necessarily is it such a thing that they always have to carry out things on Shabbos. But in those days, they used their chotzer much more as an extension of their house. The houses themselves very often were small. They used them basically just to sleep in. Many of their other activities they did in the chotzer. So it was a normal thing, like, as we had before the opinion, that maybe a person can't even live in a house without a chotzer because they usually use the chotzer so much. So therefore, if they can't carry to their chutzah, it's a real hardship. So they're in the future, they won't forget, right? Okay, so that takes care of the first four cases of the Braisa. So we understand so far, according to both Rabba and Abaya, why we need each of those cases. No, so what we said is, if you have, let's say, three or four, it doesn't matter how many, if none of them made an Eruv, they all have to be mevatel to one person. And then that one person is going to be able to carry in and out of his house, but nobody else will. Nobody else will be able to carry out in and out of their houses, because again, we said Rabbim don't become an Eruch by one person. Okay. Now let's work on the second part of the Braisa. We said, Avol ein echad she'erov noisin reshus ela echad she'le'erov. We said one person who joined in the Eruv cannot be mevata reshus to one who did not make the Eruv. So it can't be one against one again, because if it was literally one against one, then there's nothing to there was no Eruv in the first place. So what does that mean? La Abaya tona seifa la galuya resha. So Abaya would say there's really no chiddush in that. Of course, Of course, one person you have somebody who wasn't mevatel reshus. The point is, you should realize, Abaya is saying, like we said before. Again, Abaya had said, you can't say that this part of the Braisa is talking about where somebody died. It has to be talking about where everybody's still alive. So therefore, that would show that earlier in the Braisa, also where we have one being mevatel to one, means where they're all still alive. Not like Rabbi explained that we're talking about somebody passed away. So Abaya is saying, this fifth case of the Braisa, there's really no chiddush in it. The point is, the Braisa is using that to clarify that here we're obviously talking about everybody is still alive. And therefore, the same thing would apply earlier in the. And therefore, the same thing would apply earlier in the Braisa as well. So the Braisa is saying that one who made the Eruv can't give Rishus to one who didn't make the Eruv. In other words, again, what would you have? Shimon is Mavata Rishus to Reuven, who Reuven didn't join in the Eruv, wouldn't help, because now we have Reuven and Levi, and you still have the issue. So according to Abaya, again, there's no real chiddush in that. The point is, obviously there we have to be talking about Levi is still alive, otherwise there's no case. So therefore, earlier in the Braisa, it also has to be that Levi is alive, and we still say that Reuven, who did not join in the Eruv, can be mevatel to Shimon only, who did make the Eruv. He doesn't also have to be mevatel to Levi. So that's the point of this part of the Braisa, according to Abaya. Rabba would say, also, there's really no chiddush in it. I did a toner resha, toner nami seifa. Since we mentioned the case where one who didn't make the Eruv can give the reshus to one who did, so therefore the Braisa mentions the reverse is not true. But they don't have to both be the same scenario. According to Abaya, it has to both be that in both cases, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are alive. According to Rabba, it doesn't necessarily have to be. Earlier in the Braisa, it can be talking about where Levi died. Here it's talking about Levi is still alive. Next, the sixth case of the Braisa was Levi and Yehuda, who made an Eruv, cannot be Mevata Rashos to Reuven and Shimon, who did not, because you still have the problem then Reuven and Shimon not having made an Eruv are still Oistrim Zealzeh. You still have two people that have joint ownership of the Chotzer without having made an Eruv. So, Ha Tu Lamali, so what do we need that part of the Braisa for? So the answer is that. Two against two, right? So what's the chiddush of that part? The answer is loy tzricha de batel echad minayu lechavrei. The case is, what happens if then Shimon is mevatel to Reuven? Ma'ur detema lishterilei. So you should say now it's mutter because now everything is under Reuven's ownership. Kamash malan. So therefore, the Braisa is telling us, like we said at the end of the previous amud on the top of our, like we said at the end of the previous amud, given to be idna the batel I have you leshal yusab b'ha'chotzer. Since when they were mevatel to Shimon, that wasn't effective yet because you still had Reuven that nobody was mevatel to yet. So therefore, at that point, you have Shimon owns all of their ownership in the chotzer, and Reuven has his. You still have Reuven and Shimon, and that's a problem. So even now, when Shimon goes and is mevatel to Reuven, it doesn't help. He's not able to transfer the bailus that he has over Levi's and Yehuda's houses to Reuven, because when he himself received it, it was ineffective because it couldn't help anything because you still had Reuven and Shimon at the time. Like we said at the bottom of the previous Amud, so Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush of that part of the Braisa. So therefore it doesn't work. That's the Chiddush of the Braisa. Not that we're talking about where Levi and Yehuda come and say, we're mevatel to Shimon and we're mevatel to Reuven. Obviously, there's no chiddush in that. The point is, they're mevatel to Shimon. Later on, Shimon goes over to Reuven and says, I'm mevatel to you, my own reshus, as well as the reshus of Levi and Yehuda that I received. Doesn't work. Doesn't work, as we said at the bottom of Samach Tesam and Beis. The reason it doesn't work, again, because we said, when Shimon received that bittul didn't mean anything. When Levi and Yehuda are mevatel only to Shimon, it doesn't mean anything. At that point, you still have Reuven. You have Reuven, and now you have Shimon. It's two people that are oyster zealous. So therefore, so it doesn't work. Okay. Then the last case of the Braisa, we said the ein shnayim shalay eruv noisin reshus and the shnayim shalay eruv. We said two people who did not make an eruv cannot give reshus to two who didn't make an eruv. Meaning you have four people and none of them made an eruv. So Reuven and Shimon can't be mevatel to Levi and Yehuda. So the question is, ha tu lamali? What's the chiddush of that? Obviously, you have Levi and Yehuda are still going to be two people who are asked one on another to carry in the chatzar. The answer is, Lo tzricha kni amanas lahachnas. Here, the Braisa is telling us, like we said at the top of this amud, that even if Reuven and Shimon say, we're being makdeh to you, Levi, on condition that you go and then are makdeh to Yehuda, still wouldn't work. Even though they explicitly told them to be their shliach, it still doesn't work. So like the difference is, again, in the last case, Shimon went and was mevatel to Reuven on his own. Here we're going to say, Shimon was told by Levi and Yehuda, let's keep things consistent, Levi and Yehuda say to Shimon, we're mevatel to you, in order that next you're going to go and be mevatel to Reuven. Even that doesn't work. It would have to be that Levi and Yehuda themselves would have to be mevatel to Shimon and to Reuven. Again, whether it's enough if they say kulchem, or whether they have to specify by name, Shimon and Reuven, that's another question. That's machlokes rishonim. But if the two are mevatel to the other two, then it's no good. Wouldn't work, because you have to have at the end, there's only one person, right? You have to have at the end, you have one balabas, and everybody else are sort of like guests, right? So they're not totally like guests in the sense we said, it's not going to be mato them to carry from their houses, but whether the one guy will be able to at least, right? Okay. So that takes care of all seven cases of the Braisa, so we understand what the point was of mentioning each one of them. Some of them we said there's no real chiddush in it, they're just clarifying other parts of the Braisa, and some of them are teaching us dinim in bitter reshus that we might not have known without the Braisa telling us. Or at least, I mean, we had them hinted at the Mishnah, but we have the Braisa says them more explicitly. So what we had is, the reason we brought in this Braisa is, Abaya tried to use the first case of the Braisa as a question on Rabbah. When we said one person can be mevatel to one person, with one who didn't make an Eruv can be mevatel to one who did make an Eruv, it sounds like Reuven, who didn't join in the Eruv, can be mevatel to Shimon only, where Shimon and Levi made an Eruv. And so you see you can be mevatel to only one person. And Abaya still sticks to his opinion, which is why we had to explain the whole Braisa according to Abaya. Whereas Rabba would say that we're talking about where the person died. We were talking about that Levi died. So Abaya doesn't like that, because Abaya says later on in the Braisa, you have a case where clearly all three of them are alive. And we still say it's also. So obviously the whole Braisa must be talking about where everybody's alive. Rabba says no, each case is its own thing. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Next. Bamine Rava Merav Nachman. Yodish Maushi Vata Rashus. So Rava asked Rav Nachman, can a Yodish be Mevata Rashus? Rashi explains the scenario is the father did not join in the Eruv. He also was not yet Mevata Rashus. So now, on Shabbos, he dies. The Yodish takes over. Can the Yodish now be Mevata Rashus, even though his father didn't? Again, Tosfos explains we have to be talking about where the Yodish actually comes to live there on Shabbos, because otherwise, if not, then he's not asking them anyway. Tosfos also goes on to say that even, so now what happens, we talked about before, you could have the case where the Yodish lives in the same chatzur, he has his own house. If now the father was not Mevatel Rashus, we would still say maybe that the son needs to be Mevatel Rashus now when he takes over the house, because the fact is his father did not join in the Eruv and was not Mevatel Rashus. So it would ruin it for the... So far, it was ruined for the other people because he wasn't Mevatel Rashus. But we said in the Mishnah that Beis Hillel says he can be Mevatel Rashus on Shabbos, and that's the halacha. So now the question is, can the Yodish do it where his father didn't? The point of the question is, Rava says, Heichad, do we say Heichad Iboil Iruvim Esma Matzim Arev? Do we say that only when you have a person who could have joined in the Erev yesterday, Matzim Arev, he could have joined in the Erev, the father could have joined in the Erev if he wanted to, therefore Batule Nami Matzim Mevatel, so such a person is instead able to be Mevatel, Avol Hai, but in our case over here, given the Iboila Iruvim Esma Loi Matzim Arev, after all, the Yodish couldn't have joined in the Erev before Shabbos because he didn't live there. So therefore, Loi Matzim Mevatel, maybe now on Shabbos he's not able to be Mevatel either. Well, Oidilma Yodish Kaira Davuahu. Or maybe we say the Yodish is considered like a leg of his father. This is, you have the famous expression that Rebbe used to quote in any number of times, Bra Kaira Davua. They actually don't have the words Bra Kaira Davuahu in Shas. But you have this expression, Yodish Kaira Davua, and then it's one of those expressions that got generalized or changed or whatever into Bra Kaira Davua. Yeah, you have a number of things like that. You have a number of expressions where the original of the expression is a little bit different, but became popularized in another way. I once had a side thing, for example, you know, when we say, for example, by Adam Zeman, Kasha Zaman, below Kasha Osa, we would always think that the Gemara must say that someplace. The Gemara never actually says those words. Rashi is the one who put it into those words. So you have a number of expressions like that where, anyway. So over here, maybe we say the Yodish, or whatever Yodish it is, whether it's a son or a daughter or a brother or what have you, maybe he's considered like a leg of the father, like a continuation of the father, and therefore, since the father could have joined in the Eruv and had the power also to do Bittur Rishus, then maybe the Yodish takes over that ability to do Bittur Rishus, even though the father didn't do it. So, or again, the first side of the question. Question was, maybe we say that since the son didn't have the ability to do Bittur Rishus before Shabbos, because he didn't own a house in the Chatzah yet, maybe he doesn't gain that Rishus now on Shabbos. Tosfos, by the way, draws a distinction between, we learned a few days ago, you have the case where there was a goy in the chotzer where we needed to do schiras rishus for him, and then the goy died. So we discussed over there, can they now be mevatel rishus one to another where they couldn't have made an eruv before Shabbos? The difference is, Tosfos says, all the Jews still have the same koyach as they did before. The problem was, before you had a goy there, and a goy prevented them from making an eruv unless they did schiras rishus. Over here, the fact is, he has a new koyach that he didn't have yesterday. So therefore, Tosfos says it's like imagine, for example, if you have, let's say, two houses, each on one side of Rosh Hashanah, you can't say one of them is mevatel to the other one. We said even if goyim surround them by a mechitza, we had the case a few days ago, we still don't say that one of them can be mevatel. Can one of them be mevatel to the other? Not necessarily, because they didn't have the ability to make an eruv before Shabbos. Okay, so that's the question. Amalei, so Rav Nachman answers, Ani oimim mevatel, I say that he could be mevatel, but Vahani, the Yorish, Vahani, Dvei Shmuel, Tonu ein mevatel. The Chachamim of the Yeshiva of Shmuel learn that he can't be mevatel. So it's a machlokas. Eisvei, so Rava asks on Rav Nachman, a Braisa says, Zerklal, Kol shemutter lemichtzas Shabbos huter lechol haShabbos. Any time it was mutter for part of Shabbos, then it remains mutter for the rest of Shabbos. As we're going to see soon, what the scenario is. V'chol shenesa lemichtzas Shabbos nesa lechol haShabbos. Wherever it's also for part of Shabbos, it remains also for the rest of Shabbos. Chutz mimavato rishus, except for the case of bitur rishus, where again, as we said in the Mishnah, a person can be mevato rishus in the middle of Shabbos. So let's work out. So let's work out what are the cases. Kol shehuter lemichtzas Shabbos mutter lechol haShabbos kigoin. What would be an example of something that was mutter at the beginning of Shabbos and later on circumstances change and we still say it's mutter for the rest of Shabbos? Kigoin erev derev Pesach v'nistam Pesach. Now let's say we've talked about before and we're going to talk in more detail in the next perek. That's, you can have two chatzeres that, let's say, have a doorway or that have a door or a window between them, where the door or the window is large enough to be considered a door or window in halacha. Then the din is they could make separate Eruvim if they want and just be able to each carry in their own chutzah. They could also, if they want, make a joint Eruv, and then they're going to be able to pass things back and forth through the door or through the window. And once they do, they're also able, for example, then they can also throw things over the wall to each other or pass things through little cracks in the wall. But let's say they didn't have a door or window like that. The only thing where there was a small crack someplace in the wall, where during the week they can pass things back and forth between each other, that's not good enough for purposes of Shabbos to be able to make a joint Eruv. They will have to make two separate Eruvin, and they're not able to pass things back and forth through the crack. So now what happens is, let's say they made an Eruv using that doorway, that's going to be that joins the two chatzeres into one so that they can make the Eruv, and then v'nistar ha-Pesach, then sometime during Shabbos the door was closed. Or Eruv derech chaloyin v'nistam chaloyin, or they made an Eruv by way of the window, where the window was at least 4x4 tefachim, and then the window was closed up, was blocked up during Shabbos. So nevertheless, they're still able to continue carrying from one chatzer to another through the cracks, or by throwing things over the wall, etc. That's an example where it was mutter at the beginning of Shabbos and remains mutter for the rest of Shabbos. When we say zeh haklal, this is the general rule, what does that come to include? La'asuye, mavoi shenitlu kairosav oilachoyav. That comes to include a case of a mavui where you put up a lechi or a koda at before Shabbos, as we learned in the first parak, and then the lechi or the koda fell down or was removed during Shabbos. The halacha is not like everything that we're saying in this braisa over here. The distinction that's actually made la halacha in this is basically, is the place a reshus hayochid gmura without this thing that fell down and was blocked up or whatever or not? In the case of the two chatzeres, we say, yeah, each of them is a reshus hayochid gmura because it has four full walls around it, and therefore the fact that the door or the window was blocked up or whatever doesn't change things. In the case of the mavui, though, where it doesn't have its lechi or its koda, all it has is three walls around it, that's not enough to be considered a reshus hayochid gemura, and therefore the halacha in the end is that if the lechi or koda falls down, then no good. You can't carry there. But anyway, the braisa is saying that you could. Then we say kol shenes al mikzas Shabbos nes al chol Shabbos kula. We said if it's also for part of Shabbos, then it remains also for all of Shabbos. What does that mean? Like the case we had a few days ago, where you have two houses on the two sides of Rishos Rabim. So at the beginning of Shabbos, they're not able to make an eruv because Rishos Rabim is separating between them. The kifum nochrim the chitz of Shabbos, goyim surrounded them with a wall on Shabbos. So we said the wall is considered a wall halacha. It does become a Rishos HaYachad on a Daraisa level, but you still have, it's a chaser that's jointly owned by the two of them, and they can't now make an Eruv, they can't now make Bit or Rishos, because they wouldn't have been able to make an Eruv the other day, like we learned, they wouldn't have been able to make the Eruv before Shabbos, like we learned the other day, on Daf Samach Zayin. In other words, Rashi explains, what would happen if, suppose instead of two houses, what if it was one house, and then the Goyim surrounded it with a wall? On Shabbos. The halacha would be, you would be able to carry within that wall on Shabbos. It was made on Shabbos, doesn't matter. We've learned previously in the Masechta that if a wall was made, b'shoigig, b'mezid, whatever, it still counts as a wall for purposes of Hilchos Shabbos. We said if it was made b'mezid, then it's only considered a wall l'chumra, in the sense that now it's a Rishos HaYachad, and if you transfer something from Rishos HaRabim into there, you're going to be chayev. But here, it was made by the Goyim. It was made without his knowledge, without his consent, so therefore he's actually allowed to carry in there on Shabbos. No, l'chumra just means that, no, b'mezid would mean if you yourself put it up. Let's say you knew that it's Shabbos and you're not allowed to make walls and you still went and made it. Okay. Anyway, so the point is, so there you have an example. Again, these two houses were also to carry one to the other because they were across Rishos HaRabim. Now they're surrounded by a wall. Nevertheless, that's not matter them to carry, and they can't do bitul Rishos. Even if the guy made the wall for them, well, not for them, whatever, he made the wall. Now they find themselves within the wall. They can't do bitul rishus, because we said before, bitul rishus only works if they could have made an eruv before Shabbos, and here they couldn't have. And when the braisa says zehakla lasuyimai, when it says this is the general rule, what is that? Where we say that if they couldn't have made an eruv before Shabbos, We said that if it was also for part of Shabbos, then it remains also for part of it. What's the Zach klal including? Lasuya mes nachri b'Shabbos. That comes to include the case, which also we learned a few days ago, where the goy dies, lives there, and therefore before Shabbos, they couldn't have made an Eruv unless they did Schiras Rishus. Then he died during Shabbos, and we still say that they can't be Mevatel Rishus because they weren't able to before, so they can't now. We learned a few days ago about that. Well, so we learned a few days ago about it. We had Shmuel, we had Rabbi Yochanan about that, whether maybe now they are able to be Mevatel Rishus. So if he had been, right, so we said over there that, yeah, there is the point that if he had agreed to do Schiras Rishus, they would have been able to make an Eruv, so maybe that can be considered a scenario where they could have. But our Braisa is saying that, right, the point is, Vikatoni Chutz Mevatel Rishus. Now, the Braisa is saying that an exception to this rule where it was also before Shabbos and remains also for the rest of Shabbos is Bittur Rishus, where even though he wasn't Mevatel Rishus before Shabbos, he can be Mevatel Rishus on Shabbos, implying Ihu Ein Yodesh Loi, implying only the person himself who lives there can be Mevatel Rishus, but not if he died in the middle of Shabbos that his Yodesh should be able to. So what are you telling me, Rav Nachman, that the Yodesh is able to? The answer is, okay, emachot mitoras bitur rishus. Doesn't mean aside from mevatel rishus, aside from the concept of bitur rishus. We can say the Yodesh has the ability to be mevatel rishus because, as we said, Yodesh kara davua, he's considered a continuation of his father. So if his father had the ability to be mevatel rishus, then the son takes over that ability. So therefore, so the Braisa is telling us that there is an exception. The father died in the middle of Shabbos, not having joined in the Eruv and not having done Bittur Rishus. So we're saying, therefore, that the son can do Bittur Rishus instead of the father. So not necessarily is this Braisa proof that he can't. You could say maybe the Braisa means that he could, maybe not. So you still have, okay, Rav Nachman can have his opinion. The Chachamim of Shmuel's Yeshiva can have his opinion. Okay, Tosfos actually learns the Tosfos, so Rashi says the question is why did it say Chutz Min HaMevatel Rishus and not saying Chutz Min HaMevatel Rishus VaHaYodesh? Why didn't it specify a Yodesh as well? And the answer is it doesn't mean Mevatel Rishus as in only the person who owned the place. It means anybody who's relevant to Bittur Rishus, which should include a Yodesh. Tosfos doesn't like that because what kind of a deal is that? It should have said Yodesh. It says Mevatel Rishus. Obviously, it means anybody who's able to Mevatel Rishus. So therefore, so Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Hanano that the question is, we learned the other day that Shmuel had said that Shmuel had said Ein Mevatlin that if it was also at the beginning of Shabbos you can't be Mevatel. So therefore, so the question is over here that so you're saying only somebody who has Rishus now is able to Mevatel, and the Yodesh doesn't have Rishus now. And the answer is he's still Betoras Bittur Rishus in the sense that once he takes it over on Shabbos, then he does have the ability to Mevatel Rishus. So Rava says to Rav Nachman, I have another contradiction. A Braisa says, Echad mimnei chotzer shemnes v'iniach rishus el echad min ashuk. If somebody who lives in the chotzer died, and he left his property to somebody outside, bashuk means in the street, but it doesn't just mean some random person, it means somebody who lives outside that chotzer. So again, like we said before, you know, he lives in the chotzer, his son lives elsewhere in town, so he died, and his son who lives elsewhere in town took over the property. So mib'oid yoim oyser. If this happened before Shabbos begin, then he's assuring it to them, even though he doesn't live over here, because he still owns property in the chotzer. As a Yodesh, he owns property in the chotzer. Now we're going to learn later on in the perek, actually, that we're going to have a machlokas about that point, whether if you own property in the chotzer, but you yourself don't live there, are you asurim? So Rashi and Tosfos explain that we're talking according to that opinion. The Braisa is talking according to that opinion. Mishichashecha enos. But if this happened after Shabbos began, then he's not asurim. So then he's not answering. And the other way around, if it's the other way around, somebody who lives outside the chatzer died and left his property to somebody who lives in the chatzer, then it's the other way around. Then if this happened before Shabbos, he doesn't ask it, because he'll just join in the Eruv with everybody else. If it happens after Shabbos began, then he's asering, because now, so why is he asering? Amai oiser libatol. He should be able to be involved to Rosh Hashanah, and that should work. The answer is, my oiser nami dekotoni ad shibatol. You're right, you don't mean oiser as in it's also for the rest of Shabbos. You just mean he has to do bitter Rosh Hashanah, otherwise they can't carry in that chotzer. So far, we're in the middle of the discussion. We'll continue it tomorrow, Bez Hashem. But we still have that Rava is trying to prove to Rav Nachman that a Yoda shouldn't be able to be Mevatel. And so far, we have that Rav Nachman has shown that the two Brises that Rava brought don't necessarily say that. They could be saying that the Yodish is able to be Mevatel. So we'll see. I mean, usually the halacha is halacha k'divrei hamekel be'eruv. Yeah, that's how it is over here also. The halacha is the Yodish is able to be mevatel. We do say Yodish kara davu. Yeah. Okay. To be continued tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Shabbat shalom.